safety is off. There's a round in the chamber. This is Armed Alabama, sponsored by McCoy Outdoor Company, Mobile's hometown full-line outdoor sporting products and gear store, an interactive talk show discussing self-defense, product reviews, shooting tips, safety, and more. Your calls, comments, and texts welcome at 343-0106. Now, here are your hosts, retired judge and certified NRA instructor, Rusty Johnston, and certified NRA law enforcement instructor, Adam Strange.
Where the city lights don't shine, I live my life the simple way, and you know I'm doing just fine. I fish, I hunt, and I shoot my guns, and I raise a little hell. The things I do, you know I do them well. This is my America, and I'm so proud.
Welcome to Armed Alabama. We've got a good show for you tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in to us here at Armed Alabama on FM Talk 106.5. Please, also, you can join us on our Facebook page. We are simulcasting live on Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5. That's our Facebook page. Please like, save, and follow while you're there. And that way you'll be notified every time that we post a video or post a news article or we go live with our weekly radio show. So glad you could tune in to us. If you got a comment or a question for us here at Armed Alabama, give us a call at 251-343-0106. That's 251-343-0106. And again, if you're following us on Facebook Live, give us a shout, give us a message on there, and especially if you have a question, we'll be glad to get to you. As always, this is your show on self-defense, fire and ammo selection, concealed carry, home protection, training, proper range etiquette, and of course, Alabama law, Mississippi law, Florida law, and federal laws pertaining to your self-defense and firearm laws. I have with me in the studio tonight, who's joining us. We are going to talk about Glock Shooting Sports Foundation, and joining me in the studio tonight is Captain Frank Cassidy of the Mobile County Sheriff Department. And he's here to talk about the upcoming match that the Sheriff Department is going to host, and that is this Saturday. So if you're interested in shooting a Glock match, if you had a Glock and you've had it for quite some time, but you've never shot it or anything else like that, this is your opportunity to do that this next Saturday and Sunday. You don't have to be a professional, just be an amateur. I'm going to be shooting in it, and I'm going to be about as amateur as you can get. So looking forward to that. Frank, thank you for joining us in the studio. We appreciate having you here, and we appreciate you and the Sheriff Department for putting this on.
Glad to be here.
So if you want, real quick, give us a rundown of what somebody can expect, especially, you know, if somebody's has a Glock and is maybe pretty effective at shooting it, but they're wanting to do a little something more with it just for enjoyment or take their family out to the range or to the competition. The Glock Shooting Sports Foundation, they have a match, basically, or a category for anybody, from the professional to the very beginner.
Yeah, the match is going to be up this weekend. It'll be at the Mobile County Metro Range, and it's got a category for everybody. It starts off with amateur divisions. It's got categories based on the type of weapon that you shoot, so that the small light recoil rounds like the 9mm don't have to compete against the heavy recoil, the 45s or the 9mm. There's male and female categories. There's juvenile categories. And then there's master categories for the ones who have been doing the sport for a while that I'm still somewhere in the middle. But there will be people there that it's worth coming out just to watch, because the things that they can do is just fantastic, and to see it in person. There'll be sponsored shooters there that basically get paid to shoot, and the speed and accuracy that they can do is just phenomenal. So that alone is worth coming out and watching.
Oh, I bet, to see somebody at this high speed, low drag like that come through there and shoot the different matches. Lieutenant Dave Robinson was telling me that there's people, they fly in to the match, they do what their match, whatever stages they're going to do, and then, of course, they fly back out.
Yeah, well, several people. The way Glock works is they'll have multiple matches throughout the country, some of them on the same weekends, and we have shooters that are so gifted and so good that they'll actually shoot in another state, whether they shoot in like Texas on Saturday, fly in a Mobile and shoot Mobile on Sunday.
Right.
And a lot of them make good money and make good prizes.
Yeah. Hey, there's worse ways to make a living than shooting at Glock matches.
Absolutely. And the great thing about a Glock match, Glock is a great sponsor of the shooting sports. They give tremendous prizes away. They give guns away for first place in every category except for the juveniles, who get cash. The second place and third place get prizes for, and then they give guns to be given away on random draw just for participating. So if you come out, if you're not good enough to win, you're still in the running for prizes. And Glock is very generous. I think just random draw guns last year, we gave away about nine of them.
Nine handguns. That's just in drawings.
That's not including the ones they actually won.
Right, right. So when you come and you sign up and you register to shoot a stage or multiple stages, your name is putting in a hat to a draw, right? And then from that, you may win 8, 9, 10 guns or whatever is maybe what is the drawdown, depending on how many people is registered, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It depends on the number of people that come, but usually the size of this match, we usually run at least 8 guns, in the random draw. If it's your first match ever, you get into a special drawing for a handgun.
Ooh, so that's me.
So you'll come out, you'll get at least you'll get at least two different raffles that you can be in that you may win a gun in.
Okay, well, good. That may include, do they have a category for the least amount of hits? Can I win a gun for that?
No, I wish you could, but you can't.
Yeah, that would be my category. But no, I'm looking forward to it. Lieutenant Dave has been giving me some good pointers and everything, so I hope to go out there. The only weakness to the Glock match that I have is the Glock itself that I just purchased. So still trying to get used to it. I enjoy shooting it, but still trying to get used to it. So real quick, Frank, real quick, what are the different stages within this Glock shoot, and can you tell us a little bit about it? So we got a little bit more time before we have to go to the break. But why don't you start with Glock to plates? Tell us a little bit about that before we go into the break.
It's 6 head plates, which are about 8 inches each head plate. You shoot from 11 yards away, and you'll run that string of head plates 4 times. So you'll need 4 magazines, and you get allowed to use 11 rounds per magazine. And then after that, they have the 5 to Glock, which is a mixture of paper and steel. Furthest target is about 25 yards away. And then you have the Glock M, which is all paper. Longest distance is about 25 yards away.
Yeah, and with a handgun, that's getting kind of out there.
It is. Most of the targets are up close, but you got to have one or two challenges to separate the difference between the shooters.
Yeah, definitely.
If everything's right up close, it's kind of hard to show who's better than who. So they keep everything up close, and then you got to have that one or two that kind of draw the line between who comes in first and who comes in second.
Well, cool. Well, I'm excited about it. Also, another thing that we're excited about, we'd like to announce that Ward's Liberty Safe is now one of our premier sponsors of Armed Alabama. So we're excited about having them on the show with us. We're excited about the possibilities in the future and actually having them on the air. So we would like to thank Sarah and Philip at Mike Ward's Liberty Safe. And we'll be back with more Armed Alabama after the break.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
All right, speaking of I will find you, between the break here, you had Will Case come in the door with the Friends of the NRA, so we're glad to have him with us, and we'll have him on the show in just a few minutes to talk about the Chatham Friends of the NRA dinner coming up. So glad Will could come in here and join us. Talking about the movie Taken, one of my favorite parts for that movie is where he leans in over in the, I think it was a taxi or whatever, and he just kind of short strokes the guy in there, and it's just like, wow, it's just brutal. But welcome back. Of course, we have Captain Frank Cassidy of the Mobile County Sheriff Department in here with us tonight talking about the upcoming Glock Shooting Foundation's match coming up this Saturday and Sunday at the Mobile County Sheriff's Range. Actually, it's the Metro Range. That's right.
Great.
Metro Range. Out on Tana Williams Road, right there before you get to the dam as you're going west. So if you're not familiar with it, but most everybody knows where it's at, it's a really, really nice facility, and I enjoy going there every time. So before we went to the break, Frank, you were telling us about the different stages, and we talked about Glock to plates. And did you talk about Glock'em, or was it Fire the Glock was the other stage?
I think I covered all three.
Okay.
We can go back over if you need to.
Yeah, one more time, just give us a brief real quick. And just for the people that may be just amateurs, or they're interested in shooting their first match, because you said a while ago before we went to the break that if this is your first match to shoot in, you're actually in the pot to actually maybe get a firearm, right?
That's correct. If you shoot, actually, if it's your first time out, you're in a special raffle just with the people that are the first time out.
And which then, will be me. So
which will be you.
Yeah.
And if you shoot, you know, the match that you shoot, so you'll be in the drawing for that one, too. So if you're a new shooter, you'll actually be in a minimum of two raffles just for showing up.
Awesome. So joining me will be my daughter. This is her outing, her first outing in a Glock match, in a Glock competition, so I'm excited about that. She's going to be shooting a Glock 42 and 380, and so we'll have her on in a minute to talk about it, but right now we need to go to Thomas, is calling in from Theodore. Hi, Thomas. Thank you for holding.
Good evening. Thank you for having me on. Hello, everybody. How have you been? A full studio tonight, Mr. Strange.
Yes, sir.
Say, today I had a question about Florida today, but yesterday, the outlaw Josie Wales ran twice, and you know how we are about Josie Wales.
Oh yeah,
I just want
you got to watch it when it comes on.
The Indian said the old Cherokee Indian said the white man civilized my horse, but not me. My horse is up pulling a wagon in Kansas.
Yeah. Chief Dan George, that was the actor.
Today, Florida started arming teachers in the classroom. And I wonder what you all thought about this. And apparently they're going through an extensive training sessions with 130 hours of a different type of maneuvers and such, I guess they call them, in classroom time. And I wondered, and it's, I believe it's that fishing lake, the county was, but it wasn't the big school districts. It was some of the small school districts that are trying this. And I wondered what you collectively thought about this, arming the teachers.
All right. Thank you, Thomas. That was a good question. I appreciate you calling in. And that's something that we've actually talked about numerous times here on the show, talking about arming teachers. The ones, of course, that that would like to be armed, would like to take on that responsibility. And I definitely think it's a good thing. And so I don't know how many hours exact, but I think you said 123 or 130 hours, which is pretty substantial, which was more so than what I expected. So, but that is Florida. To Florida law, just to have a concealed carry permit, you have to go through a training program, and it could be either in Florida or it can be with a NRA certified class. That Florida will recognize as well. So to have that many hours of training, that's pretty significant, especially considering with me, I have I have 14 different certifications, but I have two NRA law enforcement certifications, and each one of those certs, I think, was only 46 hours. So when you consider 120-some-odd hours, that's pretty significant. But I'm sure that's more than actually just firing the gun itself. I'm sure that has a lot to do with probably threat assessment or moving around, how to probably negotiate a classroom, especially a classroom full of kids that may be panicking or whatever. So it's good that you're here with us, Frank. If you want to comment on that, please feel free.
Speaking for me personally, not so much representing the Sheriff's Department, but I would prefer to have a law enforcement officer there. They have a little bit more training.
Absolutely.
And, you know, a little more authority, but the teachers is the next great idea. As long as they do the a significant amount of training and continue the training and the qualifications, every gun helps in a situation like that. It can hurt, and I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. With more and more resource officers present within the school, but they can't be everywhere at once, you know, so it's good to have teachers that are willing to step up and go through that type of training to be able to carry inside their class.
Yep.
So, hopefully, I think it would be a deterrent. I really do.
Oh, I would think so, too. If you know you're going to come up against some type of armed, you know, resistance, it's going to deter a lot of them.
I think so, because that's the main thing with no gun zones is killing zones. So anyway, we're getting back to the Glock Shooting Sports Foundation. Can you tell us a little bit about the why the foundation was set up and what was the intent that Glock had with this series?
It was set up to promote the shooting sport, you know, trying to make sure that it didn't phase out and that we didn't lose it, that the next generation had a place to shoot and that they had the opportunity to compete and that we could pass down our love for firearms, our, you know, belief in safety and range etiquette and doing things the right way, that it's able to be handed down from generation to generation, and that we don't see, you know, a lot of our Second Amendment rights taken away from us. It's a good way to bring a lot of the firearm community together. It's a fun time, but it's a time to take things, you know, serious. And that's what they were looking for. They were looking for a way to, you know, bring everybody together, to bring the like-minded people to make sure everything's done safe and that the sport continues, you know, through the generations.
Absolutely. Just so happens sitting right here with me is the next generation of Glock shooter is my daughter, who is 10 years old, and she has a Glock, and she's getting ready to shoot in this next competition. So why don't you tell them exactly what kind of Glock you have, and then also tell them what your experience is as far as getting ready for this match, Lillian, at 10 years old.
Well, the type of Glock I have is a 42. And
what caliber is that?
380. And my experience of being a 10-year-old girl getting ready for a Glock shoot, it's pretty good. It's a lot of work that you put an effort in because you want to try to get a bullseye or get to win or just to have fun. And
of course, it helps to have a good instructor, too, and Lieutenant Dave Robinson has really been working with you, and you've really learned a lot with him, so that's definitely a plus, and it gives you a good good foundation to build off of, isn't that right?
Yes, sir. I remember one day when he was teaching me, I shot 100 rounds in an hour, and he only let his police officers that he trained go 150, so I felt really good that day.
Absolutely. And you probably did good at some of those, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
What is your favorite part so far that you've enjoyed about picking up the sport?
Well, that's a hard question because I enjoy all of it. My favorite part is everything.
Everything?
Everything.
It's kind of rewarding when you hear the bullets strike to plate, huh, and go ding.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you, Lillian. We'll be back with more Armed Alabama and Will Case and, of course, Captain Frank Cassidy. We'll be back.
You're walking on the fighting side of me, running down the way of life.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets it. And I don't like it any more than you, man.
All right, welcome back to Armed Alabama. And just as we stated earlier, Will Case comes sneaking up in there the door, so we're going to talk to him about the upcoming NRA dinner in Chatham. But first, we're going to go to the phone line here. Is Rick is calling in from Pensacola. Hi, Rick. Welcome to Armed Alabama.
How are you doing, sir?
All right. What you got for us tonight?
My thought is President Trump should make America a concealed carry country. As long as you go through all the legal steps and you get your concealed carry weapon license, you should be able to carry in any state. And the reason for that is let's change the scenario. No longer do the bad guys go in and say, look, it's a shooting gallery. I get to shoot who I want. It'll become, who's going to shoot at me first? Because the lady who now can't do much on the shooting range is now protecting her 5-year-old child. And she could shoot a gnat at 1,000 yards. Grandma, who you think she can't, I could easily push her over, now pulls out a 38, and she's only 6 feet from you. Let's put that in the bad guy's mind before the next shooting. Let them wonder not only who's got a gun, but who's going to shoot first back at me.
That's a good point, Rick. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. And that was a conversation or discussion that was taking place within the House and Senate when Trump first was elected to the presidency. And as a matter of fact, the NRA actually put together a program for a national concealed carry training class, but it's actually something that didn't come to fruition. So it's a good thing, but it's also a bad thing. as in those, you know, you have the federal government that's dictating who can carry and when can you carry it and so forth, unless, instead of being up to the state. So it's kind of a mixed bag. It's good, but it's also bad. But 50-state reciprocity is definitely a good thing. It doesn't matter how you shake it out. It's definitely a good thing. Will, what your thoughts real quick before we talk about the NRA dinner?
Yeah, I'll say this. The only reason I think the biggest thing holding 50-state reciprocity back is the deviation between states on licensing for the concealed carry state. You know, Alabama being one of the easiest that I know of to get a concealed carry permit, considering what you have to do. And then I think that probably the hardest one I know of is Rhode Island, where you have to actually qualify at 25 yards and go through a bunch of classwork, and I don't know how many hours it is, but you got to go through a lot of it and a very extensive training to get your concealed carry.
And I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either.
You know, I think if you're going to conceal carry, then I think definitely training is in order.
I believe
should that be a requirement where you absolutely, you know, it's you have to draw the line somewhere. But if you're concealed carrying, without a doubt, you need to get some type of training, because that's a whole nother ball of wax from using your firearm to defend yourself within your home. And then now you're carrying that firearm out in public in a holster, and you have to be able to assess the threat, decide whether or not you're going to address that threat, and of course, then the action. Of course, I just described the OODA loop, but observe, orient, decide, and act. And that's the process going you go through to actually engage a threat. And so that's a whole nother ball of wax versus your home. With that said, if you conceal carry, you need to get some type of training, which is, we spoke about Florida earlier, and Florida is one of those states that require training. Mississippi, actually, they have a expanded carry license, and you have to get trained to have that license, which is above and beyond the regular concealed carry license there, which allows you to carry every place, I think, except for an active courtroom and a federal building within Mississippi if you have that expanded carry license.
Right.
Well, so give us the rundown on the NRA.
All right, so here's what we got.
Friends of the NRA.
Friends of the
NRA. Let me make
the
distinction.
Friends of
the
NRA. Please do, because everybody, you know, there's been some craziness going on. So this year, the good folks up in Chatham, Corey and Carla, were not able to continue having their event. They were just too stretched with family stuff.
That happens
to
them.
Absolutely. So they were unfortunately had to step down, and in an effort to keep them from having to go through the same thing I went through when I restarted Mobile in 2016, I have volunteered to chair the event this year up in Chatham, and it was supposed to happen a couple of months ago, but now it's happening 3 weeks from tonight, and we're kind of cutting it close. I just talked to the caterer today, so we got them on board. I still have to go up to Chatham and get the community center actually reserved, but tickets are on sale online at friendsofnra.org. Just go to find an event. Alabama Chatham is the last event of the year in Alabama. You can email me at chathamfnra@gmail.com. And that's Chatom for those that don't know how to spell Chatham, fnra.com. Or you can call me at 251-753-6494. We're only doing single tickets for this event. They've only always sold single tickets at $35 per ticket.
That's not bad.
Last year, there was only about 75 people there. I mean, the community center can't hold that many people anyway. But if you didn't get something that you wanted in the auction this year at the Mobile event, Chatham's about an hour, 15-minute drive.
It's not bad.
And
right up there.
You know, it's a good event if you really are trying to get something. You know, if you have a specific item that you want to try to get.
So is that the Chatham Community Center?
Chatham Community Center.
You have the address on that?
Not off the top of my head.
Give me the information, and we'll be sure we'll post that on our Facebook page. Yeah,
hopefully, I'll have a flyer put together. I can email you and get it up on the Facebook page. And also,
only got 3 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. That's great. Hell, the tickets are still at the printer getting printed right now. You can buy them, but I don't have them in hand yet. But also, for the Mobile Bay Friends of NRA, we have our Christmas raffle going on. The tickets for that are being printed also. This year, we upped the ante a little bit. You know, the years past, we did $800 worth of guns. You know, you could pick one gun at, valued at about $800, two guns at $400 each, or an $800 gift card at Bass Pro Shop last year. This year, we're going up to $1,000. And two of the guns, the high-end two guns on the list A that you can pick from, is a Daniel Defense rifle or a Daniel Defense pistol, which retail, the Daniel Defense rifle retails for about $1,700. So pretty good deal there. You know, that's a pretty decent rifle. Tickets are $5 each, or a whole sheet of 8 for 20. So we'll be having those on sale here shortly too.
Cool. And so what is the date and the day again of the Chatham?
Chatham is October 22nd, 3 weeks from today on a Tuesday, and doors open at 5:30 like they normally do. And that event's usually over fairly early.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that's good. You can jump in your car and you can listen to us on your way home.
That's right. That's right. I'll be listening to y'all.
It's win-win, man.
That's right. Win-win. Yeah. Unfortunately, y'all can't come, though. That's, you know, that's the downside.
I know, because we'll be here.
We can do a recording.
Well, we might do a recording here. And that way, Charlie is the only one that has to be here.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or you could broadcast from up there, maybe.
There you go. Yeah.
That's not bad.
I call in live from the event, too.
You call in live from the event. We'll be there.
Is there going to be a raffle or door prizes?
It's the same thing.
Realizing that you don't have a lot of time to work it all up.
Right. Yeah, it's the same. We'll have the live auction, silent auction. I'm not sure. You know, it's not going to be as big as Mobile. We don't have that many donations. Our silent auction this year was mostly donations. But we will have the live auction. It's got the standard package that we had in Mobile, the P210, the SIG P210 gun of the year is going to be there. I think we got $2,100 for it here in Mobile. I don't see it going for anywhere close to that up in Chatham. So if anybody's interested in that gun.
So what you're saying is make sure you go by the ATM before you
that's
go
right.
up there.
Well, we take credit cards, too.
Oh,
we'll have a credit card machine up there. You don't have to worry about getting cash.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't need money then, huh?
That's right. Just
do you take a check?
Yes, we do, actually. Absolutely. We sure do. We'll take cash, check, charge. It doesn't matter. We just want your money.
There you go.
And again, the Friends of NRA, for those that don't know, Friends of NRA, we collect money in order to give it away. 50% of the money stays in the state of Alabama to go towards, you know, 4-H clubs, Boy Scouts, law enforcement agencies that are usually too small to buy their own equipment. You know, we do body armor, duty rifles, stuff like that.
And that's a big deal for small departments.
There's
a lot of small departments here within the state of Alabama.
Right. Yeah, we had one that was only 5 officers. Unfortunately, they asked for 5 Tavors, and we couldn't flip them $9,000 worth of guns. But
they weren't wanting much, was it?
not at all. And then they, you know, said they wouldn't take partial. We would probably would have given one at least, but they wouldn't take partial, so they didn't get anything. So, and anybody out there, anybody that especially does youth organizations and involved in the shooting sports, you can contact me about the grants. The grants are actually open right now, so you can request a grant through the Friends of NRA. If you need range ammo, I think the Boy Scouts last year got 50 BB guns for the third graders.
Mm-hmm.
But ammo, black powder, archery, we'll do archery too. We don't like doing archery because we're more shooting sports. But you know, if that's your need, then we'll look at it. But mostly guns, ammo, targets, you know, anything of that nature.
Yeah.
You know, we gave away. There was a couple of sporting clay teams that got some very nice equipment last year, which is great because high schools are now getting more of the sporting clays involved, more sporting clay. That's actually one of the fastest growing sports.
And that is a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just not good at it, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, and I think it's awesome because, it's getting shooting back in the schools.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's under supervision, and, you know, I know they go through the ringer to try to get that done because of the safety issue. But
well, last year we had Spring Hill College. They have a sporting clay shooting team, and we had them on last year. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I've never actually gone sporting clay shooting. I've done skeet and trap, but no, not the sporting clay. One of these days I'm going to get down to Taylor Creek because those guys support us.
Yeah, well, good. That's a nice facility.
Yeah, I had a tour this year. I finally went down there, got a tour from Chris. It is a fantastic facility.
Yeah, I was very surprised when we went down there, because you know, I've heard about it. It's like, oh, I'm always going to get down there. It's one of those things that, yeah, I'm going to do it.
Right.
And then when you get there, you're like, wow.
Yeah, it's funny because my brother lives a mile from Taylor Creek.
Well, so you can go visit him.
I can go visit him and go,
yeah,
you know, shoot with my nephew. He's been there. He goes and shoots there.
All right, we'll be back with more Armed Alabama after we come back from this break. Thank you, Will, for joining us. We appreciate it. Don't miss the Friends of the NRA dinner in Chatham. And we'll have some information on that on our Facebook page. We'll be back with more Armed Alabama.
All right, slide out.
Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
Survival kit contents check. In them you'll find 145 caliber automatic, two boxes of ammunition, 4 days concentrated emergency rations, one drug issue containing antibiotics, morphine, vitamin pills, pep pills, sleeping pills, tranquilizer pills, one miniature combination Russian phrase book and Bible, $100 in rubles, $100 in gold, 9 packs of chewing gum, 1 issue of prophylactics, 3 lipsticks, 3 pair of nylon stockings.
All right, welcome back to Armed Alabama. We're in the last segment of the show. It always goes by so fast, especially when you have the hot-winded or long-winded Will Case in here. But now we appreciate him coming in and talking about the NRA, Friends of the NRA dinner in Chatham, Alabama. So don't miss that. We'll post some information on our Facebook page if you're interested in that. And of course, the Friends of the NRA is a good cause. It's always a good event. And speaking of a good event, we have in the studio with us Captain Frank Cassidy of the Mobile County Sheriff Department, and he is here to talk about the Glock Shooting Sports Foundation competition that's coming up this Saturday and Sunday at the Metro Shooting Range out on Tanner Williams Road. So, Frank, give us a rundown real quick of what somebody can expect if they come and bring their firearm. What do they need? How much ammunition do they need? And what can they expect when they show up to shoot as an amateur?
If you come to the range Saturday, registration starts at 9, shuts down at 3. We continue shooting till everybody has shot, so we don't end at 3, but that's when registration starts. On Sunday, it's 9, and we stop at 2. But again, we continue shooting till everybody gets their shooting in. All you need is a Glock pistol. 4 magazines is preferred, so that you can get through all the stages without having to reload during the stage. If you have less, not a problem. They'll allow you to do the reloads, or somebody will loan you one. It's a very friendly family event. Everybody's willing to help each other. So if you only have the 3 that come with it, or the 2 that come with it, not a hindrance. We can make it work.
Yeah, I only have 3, so I got to pick up another magazine between now and then.
If not, there's plenty of people that'll loan you one, hand you one.
Well, I got a 17, so it's very, very common, so shouldn't have a problem.
You need 110 rounds per pistol that you shoot to cover all of the stages. Once you get there, you'll come in, you'll sign in. They'll send you down to someone who is doing the staging, which you'll sign in for the different stages, and they will, you know, let you know which range you're going to shoot on and when it's your turn. And then you'll go down, you'll shoot one stage. Every stage will have multiple range officers working to make sure everybody's safe and that everything goes according to the procedures. And then once you finish a stage, you'll move to the next stage. You can shoot it in any order that you want. You don't have to shoot in any particular order. So generally what I do is I get there, and whichever one has the least amount of people waiting to shoot, that's the one we go to. sign up, shoot, move on to the next stage, sign on, and shoot.
And is that the earlier part of the day or the later part of the day is as far as the number of shooters, is least amount in the morning or least amount in the afternoon?
On Saturday, you're going to see the majority of your shooters will be in the morning, and then it'll start to calm down at you know, in later afternoon. On Sunday, it's just the opposite. The mornings are usually a little bit quiet. People are still, you know, going to church or doing whatever they want to do Sunday morning. And then usually around 10 or 11 o'clock is when you see a lot more people will be showing up. So it's opposite on each day. Very busy in the morning on Saturday, more busy in the afternoon on Sunday.
And of course, this is at the Mobile Metro Shooting Range, which is out on Tana Williams Road.
Actually, at 12251 Tana Williams Road, just when you get to the dam. And there'll be digital signs there. You can't miss it. Once you pass Eliza Jordan Road, it's on your left-hand side, and you can't miss it. There'll be digital signs that direct you where to go.
Okay, so... Frank, if somebody wants to find out a little bit more information between now and then about the match, do you have a contact number, a contact information, or a resource?
Actually, the easiest thing to do is to go to www.gssfonline.com, which is Glock's shooting sport website. They have everything that you want, from the rules to definitions and explanations of the targets, surprises, categories, guns, anything that you could think of. They've got an answer for you there.
Yeah, they have PDFs there that you can download. So Lord knows I've downloaded them and printed them out, you know, just trying to become familiar with the matches and stuff. So talking about guns, what are the different Glock types that you can use? So if you're somebody that has a Glock that you purchased maybe for concealed carry or something like that, that may not necessarily lend itself to be a competition shooter, is there matches that are available or categories that are available for that?
There's a match and a category available for everything that Glock makes. They have a category just for your pocket pistols, your Glock 42, your Glock 43, and then they have, you know, subcompacts for your 26s, 27s, 43Xs, and then they move up to your standard guns, your 17s, your 40 calibers, 9mm, you know, Glock 17, Glock 19s. And then they have a heavy metal category for your 45s and your 10s, all the way up to custom-made Glocks that have had any type of work that you want on it, red dot sights, anything that you want on them. They've got a category for it, too. So everything that Glock makes, there's a category for.
Well, cool. I know Will Case is a heavy metal guy, right? Def Leppard.
Oh, yeah.
Rat.
Really?
No. Heavy metal as in 10mm or 45. Okay. Just clarifying. Just clarifying. All right, well, cool. Well, thank you for coming in and sharing that with us. And we also want to thank our new premier sponsors, and that is Mike Ward's Liberty Safe. So we're so happy to have them aboard here on Armed Alabama. We want to thank Sarah and Philip Ward for their opportunity to advertise on our show and sponsor the show. We look forward to have them come on the show, especially Philip. He's been on here before. He's got a great personality, and he's a lot of fun and extremely knowledgeable. So if you're looking for a safe, if you're looking for a new safe for your firearm, then definitely you want to go see Mike Ward's Liberty Safe. And between now and Saturday, I'm going to go to McCoy Outdoors, and I'm going to buy an extra magazine since I got to have four. When I bought my pistol there, when I bought my Glock 17 there 2 weeks ago, didn't know that, or I would have bought another magazine there. So I'll be at McCoy Outdoors tomorrow afternoon picking up my extra magazine, getting ready for the match. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So it's going to be me and my daughter. We're going to be shooting, so we'll have to see who gets the higher score. Lillian says she's going to get the higher score, so she just might.
It's definitely a family-oriented thing. There'll be three-generation family shooting, and it's it's all about the kids and it's all about the family and the camaraderie. And if you don't have everything that you need, they'll take care of you and they'll make sure that you're good to go.
Hey, absolutely. Adam, and with that said, I want to thank you for loaning Lillian the 42 to get her to get used to it. And we actually went and shot a couple of times, and then just so happened that a friend had 42, so we bought his. All right, well, that's it for Armed Alabama. I hope to see you at the Glock match coming up this weekend. We look on our Facebook page. We have a lot more information about it, and we'll be posting information on the Friends of NRA Dinner in Chatham, Alabama. We'll see you next Tuesday, same bat time, same bat channel. And being free.